Well, as we look what's going on in these markets today, harvest delays, let's just put them behind us. It sounds like the rain's going to hold off at least for another week in both of our necks of the woods. So guys are really kind of hitting these fields pretty heavy. Can we expect a backlog, shall we say, of amount of corn and beans alike coming to market and to affect the trade a little bit?
I think that's going to happen, but probably not before Monday. I mean, the pipeline got pretty low, and we're just having trouble filling it up, mostly because harvest has been so slow, and then you had that week where hardly anything happened. So there just haven't been that many much corn or beans moved to town, and I think that's supporting the market. I think additionally in the soybeans, you have this whole risk-off attitude, and a lot of people were pretty heavily short beans, and so they kind of covered some of those. And then I think there's a little shifting of money out of equities and money out of the energy markets and into corn and beans just because they kind of look cheap. So I think you have all that in the mix. I'd guess by next week we'll start to sort of get back to trading on the fundamentals of the corn and bean market and reacting to bean and corn yields as they come in.
Tom, do you expect these outside market influences, though, to have a continued large factor as we wrap up the harvest?
I don't really. Makes me smile a little bit here because one of the reasons for the sell-off in the stock market and in the energy markets is because of concern about a global economic downturn, particularly in China. And how any of that is friendly to the soybean and corn market or the commodity markets in general is beyond me. To me, that's just an additional negative that the market needs to factor in, and it doesn't appear to have done that yet.